Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show, November 22nd, 2008, a few days before the vegetarian turkeys are turned loose. Now, what a vegetarian turkey looks like, it looks kind of like a turnip with carrot legs. And it sort of tastes like, Granny's old-fashioned barbecued watermelon. Now, if you can't enjoy that, you can't enjoy anything. Last night's guest was Clark Galen, who's been on the show before. He's got a lovely show in Palm Springs, Bright Night, and you can see that on YouTube. Just type in his name. Very professionally done show. He has a great authority on the Las Vegas stock market, which has nothing to do with the economy. Banking and mortgages we covered, and what that's really all about, how the bank sold your notes, and that's why a lot of you lost your homes, but you can get them back because they're doing some recovery. Recovery methods are being, and measures are being placed, so it's a very good show. Anyhow, tonight we're going to continue on with our seminar series as we did last week, and Dr. Bell, are you there? Are you there? Where are you, Dr. Bell? There you are.
Like this is their feet, their body, and then their hands. And so everybody lay down and join hands. Like this, all the way around. So you have a complete laying around the master crystal, about 40 people, right? All holding.
This was the big levitation.
In here, we did a power
1987
to raise our energies beyond gravity, right? The other thing. So then, what it did is we had the circle. It's like imagining the radiators. They're along here, like this. So we have everybody. I don't know if there's enough room in here to do this, but we had the whole group start to run against the radiators on the outside of the circle. And so when you run in this motion, you're kind of like that, except those steps got to be 50, 60, and 100 feet. I mean, it was huge steps, and it's called the Tibetan 60-foot leaps, because when you start running with the group through this meditation, you start transcending time, and you just... The whole group was gliding. We did this. This was during the harmonic convergence in 1987.
Oh, wow. Did you have that energy?
Yeah, we had it, and we were floating. So that's the kind of stuff you can do, just fooling around on the physical side of it, you know. I've actually done it. If I had more room in here, I could probably get enough energy out of this system to do a couple of them. It's quite easy to do when you have it. If you set this up to play with it, you'll need a big room to do this kind of stuff.
What
we have another configuration that we're working on now.
Fred?
What?
What is the minimum diameter that you need for a system like that?
There is no minimum diameter, but if you're running, doing some exercise like this, you can do Gatha running. I used to do Gatha running until my lungs started getting weird with all this smog around here. That's where you run out of your body at 25 miles an hour, but circle here, I would say, do something like this. You'd have a radiator here, you'd have one over here. You know what I mean? It's a giant circle. Because you got to be able to run at a pretty good speed and not have to worry about centrifugal force crashing into something, you know? Because it was such a big room. If you ever go to the Cathedral Hill Hotel, what it's called now, on Market Street there, Van Ness, rather, go upstairs to the Japanese Pavilion to see how big it is. It's the full top of the hotel, it's one room. So we had that, and so you need enough space where you can get going pretty. But you got to get about 10 miles an hour speed up before you start really floating. You know, it was wild because they'd come up and they go way over there. The girls were really liking it. The girls can just glide anyway. You know, the guys, but these guys were long legged. They were doing it pretty good too. You know, but all of us were. We did that for like 20 minutes, and then you had everybody go back into meditation, after I finished my seminar, I left. They stayed all night. Who knows where all they went in that system. There was about 40 people in that group.
They came downstairs and drank directly afterward. I was working across the street. I went over there.
Did you?
They sat around, yeah, and they were rapping. And, well, we were flying high!
Yeah, that was...
I worked directly across the street from there and saw part of it through the windows.
Yeah, we were flying. So, anyway... I guess any other questions now before we take a lunch break? It's like half the people are already taking one anyway, you know. Yeah, but we'll take an hour or so lunch break, not an hour and a half.
How do you test it?
We really create some energy up here in San Francisco.
Okay. Around too. Some of you maybe have seen it. Another stone. It may be the 18 karat gold receptors. This is one of them. An 18 karat white gold. When we make them out of pure gold like that, it becomes an ultimate healing device. It feels very, very powerful. You just when you hold it in your hand, or you can put it on for a minute if you like. You'll see what it feels like. This one here has diamonds on the bridge and also diamond in the center, so we're feeling through the crown chakra with the 18 karat gold and a blend of the white gold and the yellow gold, this one is. So, yeah, well, we test everybody for the right color frequency. Diamond is not like the right frequency for everybody because it works through the crown chakra and can be very, very stimulating. So it can be overstimulating, overpowering, because it integrates all the colors in white and works through the crown chakras and all the different glands. So if the color yellow, for instance, which works through the solar plexus, is the one you test well for, which is very balancing, you definitely wouldn't be very well off with the diamond one. Yeah. So then there would be a different stone, you know, the yellow sapphire or something like that in the center. You could still have the bridge with the diamonds, but definitely in the center stone, you would have the color frequency, which is very balancing.
So this is silver with the gold chain?
No. That's 18 karat gold, white gold. That's what I'm handing. It looks almost like silver, but it's not, and it feels completely different from silver, too. Silver would have very more of a, you know, stimulating effect, which this one here, the white gold, has more of a stimulating effect, too, than the yellow gold.
Just kidding.
So much heavier than the other one.
Yeah,
it's heavier. Yeah, because it's solid.
Wouldn't the diamond be more effective for someone who already has some experience with meditation and tuning in and all this?
The diamond
on the receptor.
Well, it can always could be used, you know, for that type of a purpose, you know, if you want it. I mean, it doesn't really depend so much on, you know, that you can handle the frequency. If you have a great deal of experience with meditation, it can still be that another color frequency would be more beneficial for you. You know, if you would have one like that and it wouldn't be like the frequency for you to wear all the time, then you could use it for some, you know, sometimes as you do like a particular work or meditation or healing or anything where you really want to, you know, boost your own energy and level up. Very, you know, the diamond will really enlarge your aura field immensely. So if you can't handle it all the time yourself, you will burn yourself out. Now, if you're such a person who would burn yourself out by wearing it all the time, you could wear it some of the time and then switch to the color frequency in the receptor, which you can wear all the time, so that color frequency then will work for you to do the change on the cellular level, because that's what all of them do.
Now, what's the difference between diamond and zirconium?
Zirconium is a different, you know, gemstone than the diamond. So the frequency of magenta, even though it's the same color frequency, is a little bit different, and yet it's a similar color frequency. Sometimes we have tested people and they test better with the zirconium, and other people work better with the diamond. So it depends again on you which one will work.
So the diamond and zirconium, are they synthetic or are they like?
Yeah, Equinox. I think the zircon is. I'm not quite sure if it's synthetic or if there's a form of a.
Is that cubic zirconium? Is that what you're talking about? That's what the diamond synthetic guy. That's a zirconium.
Cubic. Yeah.
But he has both, doesn't he? I'm pretty sure he has both because a friend of mine sold him the diamond that he's using. Fred.
Oh, Fred's got the diamond.
He has both.
Yeah, we have both. Yeah. We have both. So as far as the natural and the synthetic gemstones, both works equally well. It depends. Sometimes the synthetic gemstone can work even better as the color frequency than the natural, you know, because the color frequency is always like perfect in the synthetic grown gemstone. It's also a gemstone. It's not glass or something like that. It's synthetically grown gemstone, what we use. There's like other zircons, like colored zircons, like yellow, red, blue. We don't use those. We use synthetically grown gemstones, and that there's a big difference in frequency there. But it's always good to test that to see, because sometimes the synthetic can be stronger on you or the natural, depending.
How much is this? How much is that one?
3,600, that one. And the 18-karat gold ones will always run between 2,900 without the diamond bridge up to between that 2,900 to 3,500, somewhere in there, depending on the gemstones you would set. Equally for the yellow gold too. Some people like to have like a leather band maybe around it and not the gold chain, which would bring the price down a little bit. So depending.
Does this have any better effect with gold?
With the 18-karat gold? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a huge difference. That's why I said, you know, you can feel it, because it's the ultimate healing device. You can really feel a huge difference.
Just remember, the kings all had gold in their crowns. They all wore gold crowns for some reason.
Yeah, now here, because the reason why it's such a great, or much stronger and powerful as far as the healing effect, is that 18-karat gold and up to 24-karat gold, the molecular structure of the gold then is an octahedron, which is a four-sided pyramid. And as we were talking about the head care pyramid, that has a healing effect because it relates to the body, it relates to the part of the carbon.
Well, one bit of information that she gave there is incorrect. This is a long time ago when this was done. We now have found that the synthetic does not work as well as the natural. The natural is a much better gemstone in all the products, so we no longer do the synthetic.
So using 18-karat gold and up will put the shape back into its slice. So, therefore, using a solid disc with 18-karat gold has a greater healing effect than the silver ones, which have a stronger detoxification effect. They're really great in blocking out the radiation, all those type of things, but the silver doesn't have the molecular structure of the octahedron. The other ones, the gold-plated ones, we use 24-karat gold plating, which we can't use in the solid one because it's too soft. Otherwise, we would, probably. Again, we do that. We don't do 22 or 21 or 16 or 14, etc., etc., because of the molecular structure of the octahedron, and that has a healing effect on the body.
That's the best
of
the molecular structures, best metal.
Yeah, because the octahedron relates to the
heart. The palladium or platinum isn't a better conductor.
Oh, okay. It's not a question of the conductor. It's a question of the molecular structure itself. Now, Fred's protector, the bridge, is platinum, for instance. But the disc, we wouldn't make it out of gold. Yeah, because gold has that octahedral structure, and platinum would not.
And which one is the two golds, the white and the yellow, which one is better?
That depends on you. When Fred was putting this one on, the white gold, just to try it, he said that it completely overstimulated him.
Mm-hmm.
And he would, his heart would start beating too fast because his blood pressure would go up. Now, his blood pressure needs to come down more. So in a person where the blood pressure is high, you want to use the yellow gold for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends again on you. Either one of them is equally powerful depending if you want more of a calming or more of a little bit of a stimulating one.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I was going to have one of the 18 karat gold, I would just wear the white gold, for instance. So it depends. And if you're not sure, you can be tested for that.
That would be too strong for me though.
And especially in the combination with the diamond, so you always want to think of that too. If you have the white gold, then maybe work more with the gemstone where you have the calming, the balancing. The diamond and the white gold, like, you know, are very energizing.
I could tell you just by putting my hand, it would be too powerful.
And like if I just changed his the center stone from a moldavite into a sapphire, because he wants to work on the heart and on the calming again.
Mm-hmm.
So as you wear them too, you will see that you, as time goes on and you're working on different things with your body, changes take place. You will change the gemstone and all of that, and work with different frequencies. And with all these, we can do that. We can open the bridges. We can set the different gemstone.
Mm-hmm.
We can remove the bridge, put a different type of a bridge on. The bridges will handle rubies or sapphires too, as far as the little ones set in the bridge, so it doesn't have to be diamonds. Okay, I also wanted to explain a little bit about the dorjis or the vajras, because we have them here and we can use them later on too as we do our programming. Vajra or Dorji is a term which comes from the Tibetan background, and was a tool used, a power tool used for your own protection, to empower yourself, to protect yourself. That's where that word comes from, Vajra or Dorji. Now, this one here is called the Earth Vajra, and it incorporates, again, the receptor discs on both ends, which brings in the Pleiadian aspect again. Then it has a double terminated man-made crystal. This is not a natural quartz, because it works as a transmitter only. Because natural quartz, you will always, it will store information. That's why you can access, as Fred has probably been talking about too, the Akashic records through crystals. As you work with crystals, they will store all events. They will be cleansed and by the pyramid structure. So that's why if you work with crystals, if you use pyramids, they will cleanse the quartz continuously. So I think you would be able to use a clear quartz in here too for certain people if you really know how to cleanse it and how to work with it. In general, we don't want any information stored in the quartz, so that's why it's man-made.
I see. My question is, I heard that when you get the crystals, you can cleanse them with, you can just clean them with salt water, that will enhance the
Epsom salts.
Mm-hmm.
Epsom salt.
Salt water. I
clear mine with salt.
Yeah. Epsom salt, salt, vinegar. Mm-hmm. You can do a combination of salt and vinegar.
Oh.
You can just rinse them with water and put them in the sun, sunlight too.
Mm-hmm.
And then bring them back into your system. So whenever, even though the pyramid structure is cleansed, crystals to the definite light to be washed off, like the ones you saw on the table, all the crystals surrounding the master crystal and everything, we cleanse them every month or so.
I've seen guys with who know how to handle crystals well, take the actual crystal and cleanse them with their thumb and their mind. Literally, I've seen this occur. from the energy that they emit. So if your energy of the emission is the command to cleanse the crystal itself is receptive to your body.
Exactly, it's what a pyramid will do too. And yet, you know, the really running water over them is one of the best things you can do for them to get them in the shower.
All of them, not only to the master crystal, but all of them.
All of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of them. And you don't need to really soak if you have them in the system and you have, you know, initially really have soaked them in salt water and everything. As you cleanse them every 3 months or so, you can just hold them with water and, you know, just that quick, and then back into the system.
Also, if you, for the master crystal, if I leave the, say, the laser all night long on the crystal, would that charge the crystal faster? Or
yes.
It would be better, right? Yes. Okay.
Does he have to throw the masters?
All the crystals, yeah. But you also, because if your system, you know, is running and working, you don't want to take them out for a whole day. You're soaking somewhere and your system is all apart. Yes. So when you do that, that's why I recommend to do that and to bring them immediately back into the system.
Yeah.
You don't want to take them out and leave them out for a while.
Taking a bath with them too is really nice.
Yeah.
We get in here. Five pieces of crystal. You got to be careful because they're really sharp, you know. And boy, I'll tell you, it's a big reading experience.
That's true. You have to take some of the. Yeah.
Yeah. It's great.
Okay. So, the Dorjis have a tachyon cell on here too, which again, the tachyon will really help. This tachyon cell will help to transmit the energy.
What kind of cell is that?
Tachyon.
That was a tachyon cell.
Well, this one here on here, it will help, as I said, versus.
What is a tachyon cell?
Can somebody explain the.
The molecular composition is different, and Fred would be the one to tell that what that particular construction is if you want to see it, but it's different than the standard.
A tachyon cell?
You also know what is a tachyon cell?
Mm-hmm. It's a type of cell that emits an electrical charge that varies according to the electronic and molecular structure, and
that's
you
everything.
Would know what that structure is.
There's tachyon, you know, and everything, and I can't explain it to you properly.
It's like a conductor of electricity.
It's like a type of electricity, a tachyon wave.
Right, and it's amplified by that copper.
Yeah, or that will produce it.
It's like an enhancer, basically. It enhances the effect of the.
In here, yeah. But I have some information on tachyon, too, what tachyon itself is and how it works, because you find the tachyon energy everywhere. And so this energy is utilized.
He mentioned here. Doesn't he get it in here, the book?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's in there.
So the tachyon cell on here helps to transmit the energy back and forth. And then there's a little ruby on here, which again is the, you know, enhances the red ray of the willpower. the amethyst, which is the. Again, you know, you would be working with the third eye, the root chakra. You can place on the Dorjis different type of other gemstones as well, frequencies you want to work with. This one here, it has two magnets here too, so what you do, you hold it in your hand and you can use it as you meditate. You can use it also for healing. You can wave it, you know, using the again the figure eight movement and work on a body. You can align chakras on yourself or work on another person. You can use it for pressure points. This friend was saying yesterday before the earthquake came about, he was working on me with the Dorji, this device right here. It will help you to bring out lower elemental energies, any kind of blockages in your body as you work with the Dorji. And just by holding on to it or placing it on certain parts of your body as you meditate and you do your work, it will start opening up the chakras, pulling out blockages, lower elemental energies. And again, this little system in itself, you can use it to connect your energy to the planetary energy. So as you pull out your energies, you clear your energies, you can connect to the planetary energy and make the changes there, similar to what you can do with big systems and program the larger systems like this one here. So actually you can use like a small system in itself, you can use individually, or you can use it in conjunction with one of the systems. So then it will become an amplifier for the system. You can use this one, you know, when you travel or so, you know, to have it on you. This one here is more of the, represents more of the male aspect, like the grounding, really, the grounding energies. We have the other one, which is called Sky Vajra. The ends of it are designed differently, of more round shapes. You can see in the booklet, because we only have two of these here. And that's like the female component of it. Mm-hmm. So you could work with both of them, because they come from the, you know, opposite end of the male-female aspect. And so as we do our meditation here later on, one person at a time will be in the system and do the programming, and then you can just grab one of the dojis and play with them and hold them, or, you know, work on somebody else, maybe, or try. Because when you hold it like this, you will, the energy will flow very differently compared to when you direct it like this to the heart chakra. So maybe try that too. It becomes very, very strong and very intense when you hold it like this. You can't actually hold it like this for a very long time. You will feel it immediately.
Did you bring the cross one?
No, we don't have the cross here either. Uh-huh. We have two of the star dojis here today. These are 389 for the star dojis, 350 at the seminar. Those also are 24 karat gold plated, the discs and the ends in it. Where you, again, you have the pyramid shapes here, these are the tetrahedrons, mm-hmm. and not the four sided. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is the little booklet, The Sacred Science of Mesotronics. It describes how all the dojis work in general and what they do. And it says about the earth vajra in here, which this one is, aligns the chakras to facilitate one's receptivity to higher Syrian energy of love and wisdom. Using meditation, prayer, and etheric healing facilitates one's ability to feel the presence of the solar angel on earth. That's what I was saying to you. You can connect to those realms. You can connect to the earth vibration with it. And Sky Vajra, the one which we don't have here, but it's this one here with the round ends. It represents the meeting of heaven and earth, the tantric union of the male and female, and coming from the, you know, female. And when you, we don't have it here, unfortunately, but it feels, when you hold it, you can tell it feels very different. It doesn't have that, the grounding aspect like this one here does. It works, this one works much stronger through the root chakra. The other one works more through the crown chakra. So one is more connected to, like, you know, the like the sky. The other one is more the earth. That's why this one's called the earth vajra. The other one is the sky vajra.
We could just
I wanted to talk about a little bit more about the fire star warp system. Now, the fire star system, you will, it comes in a basic structure, and then you use different types of gemstones, rocks, crystal, to utilize it for your personal use. Depending if you want to work with extraterrestrial energies, if you want to attract and connect to the angel kingdom, if you want to use it for your creative work, if you want to, again, the Firestar Orb system will allow you to work with your different chakras and to work on blockages or to work on just to enhance that frequency more. Like I've been working a lot on the like the solar plexus and the Buddha energy, and so I've been integrating a lot of the yellow into my system. In the center I've placed a large cut yellow citrine, versus before I was working with the fire opal, which had different color frequencies in there. So as you work with the system, you will always change it. And if you just by having the system in your room and being in the room without even working with the system, there will be a lot of changes will take place in your body. A lot of changes will take place on the level of consciousness and understanding. I find that the systems teach you very much on an intuitive level of understanding, more so than an intellectual level. Intellectual level, you can read and you can understand it that way. Then the systems will teach you on a deeper level, and then the intellect can connect with it and understand it. I just wanted to hand a few of these pieces around to show you what you could place and use in the Firestar Orb. These pieces, we got to make a special Omnion. The Omnion, which you saw last night, is the centerpiece in the quad system, which is right above the master crystal. It regulates the full moon and new moon phase. This one, which we are going to make up, is a special one with a lot of different minerals and rocks in there. Usually we make them with amethyst and clear quartz only. Now these type of stones are the type of stones you can utilize in the Firestar Orb too. I just wanted to show a few of them around. You can see, so these type of things you would like bring, you know, from different parts of the world, and you integrate them as you work with the system and as you learn about these different rocks. Is they're fascinating. So the systems really allow you to grow with them and to work with them. You will discover a lot of things, and you will, there are so many different ends you will get into it too, from the laser technology and how the lasers work, to gemstones, to different rocks, and it's really about utilizing a lot of the what the earth gives us to, and to use it. So you can use raw or cut, you know, gemstones. And I think it is really good to look out for them too as you go along in the systems. To start with some, and then they will automatically come to you one way or another. And as your understanding grows too, they will just come to you. And the right frequencies too. The systems itself will teach you what frequencies and gemstones, what colors, and what type of minerals you will need for the system. And if you use the systems for healing on other people, then the system will really teach you how to channel that too, and very quickly how you can determine what people need without even doing a lot of testing on them. This is how Australian fire opal looks like. Australian fire opal, raw. Thank you. This one here is called the 3D Star. It's a device which we brought to show. It's made by a company called Metaforms. And it's also a device you can utilize in your systems, and it has an amplifying effect. In this device here, you will experience it tonight as you lie under it and you will do your program. You can feel it. Now this one here, you can put color into it. So depending on what color frequencies you want to work with, you have different some of the colors are in there, but these are all you can put in. So there's all the 7 colors you can utilize.
Where is Metaforms?
They're located in Colorado. So, okay. Again, later on, what we will do is Fred will be playing the music live, and I think altogether we are about 15 people, and we will have like probably per person like about 3 minutes or so where you can be actually under the pyramid, and then I'll wrap this over here. We will have this one right here, which is the alleged crystal, and we will place it on the forehead, and I'll demonstrate it here real quick. So you put your head so that it's right under the pyramid, so the tip of the crystal, the bottom one, connects with your in between your eyebrows, and then you place this one right in between your eyebrows, and actually we will help you with that. Everybody who goes on, you will make sure you have that place right and everything. And then you do your program, which by then we all have it written down. And just take a deep breath when you're in here and under it. And calm your mind. And then when you have, so don't cross your feet or anything like that, and put your hands just really open so that you really not block anywhere. And then put the thought form, your program, into the lead crystal in your head. And you can put it into the lead crystal as an image or as a thought form. And you keep it very simple, very specific, and concentrate. And as you do that, and you're successful with it, you will feel that this crystal will start vibrating. And usually as the program is completed and connected, it will roll off your forehead. For some people, that will happen really quickly, 30 seconds. And one other person might be under here 3 minutes and nothing will happen, because it really depends how you can communicate it. And if you're not clear and specific, it won't be happening that quick, and maybe you need some more time with it. But also, as we all are in a state of concentration and the meditation, and raise the frequency within the room, as each person is under the pyramid, and we will allow them, we'll facilitate it for each one of us to have the experience. Now, even if this doesn't start vibrating and rolls off, then you will still have a great experience with it. This here, you will see when we do the meditation, the crystals itself and also the 3D star, they start moving and vibrating by the energy fields.
They're vibrating now, just from you under it.
Yeah. And so when you're under it, you can, when you look up, you can see how everything really moves and vibrates. So your thought form and all our thought forms will set this in motion. And the laser is through the hydrogen atom. will bring in the fourth dimension, the astral plane, and allow us to go interdimensional. And only a laser can do that through the hydrogen atom, no other light. So that's the reason why we use the laser.
Do you use a different kind of crystal, or does it start a particular kind of crystal?
Yeah, you can use a clear quartz.
Mm-hmm.
We use the lead crystal here because it's easier, because it works as a, you know, facilitates to transmit the thought form, versus with a clear crystal, it's a little bit more difficult to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's much simpler with a lead crystal to use it as a transmitter. Now we have a clear quartz here. Before we had like also a lead crystal here. So you have lead to the quartz, which facilitates, you know, the transmission of the thought form. That's why. Now later on, when you're good at the programming, you don't need to do that at all. You just have your small pocket crystal, which Fred was showing yesterday. So you have a double terminated pocket crystal.
Mm-hmm.
You charge the pocket crystal on the master crystal, and then you have the pocket crystal on you, and you can program the system from anywhere in the world through your pocket crystal. And you can just send the thought form into the system through your pocket crystal. You don't need to write anything down. You don't need to do any of that, because the system will help you to be an amplification of your own thought form. But in the beginning, it's good to do it that way, to make sure, you know, you really program and transmit the thought form into the system. You can also use whatever is helpful for the program. If you want to utilize, like we had a lady in Hawaii, she utilized, there was one spot in Hawaii in the ocean where the water was like really, really healing. And she brought like four jars full of that water, and she placed the water in the irradiators, because the program goes into right there where the quartz, this crystal is here, which is the amplifier. So where the mega orb and the radiator come together, in that chamber right there, that's where we will put the programs. So you can put any other type of things which will help the program along into it. Let's say you want to use like a certain tincture for healing, you would put that in there. And you could put the person into the system. We've done a lot of experiments like that where you know, or a lot of people have shared with me, any type of the healing body work, any of those works, as you put the person into a system, or sometimes even under the pyramid, whatever you're doing with them in order to work on them and to do some healing, the pyramid and the system will amplify it hundredfold. So let's say if they would come to you and have 10 sessions, you could do the whole thing in one session, probably. It's like that. So what we'll go out and we'll find like a few of the local rocks here to put in, because always you want to have the own frequency wherever the area where you are, the system needs to be grounded that way too. So you always want to put the local stones in there as well.
Does it have to be a crystal stone?
No. No.
It can just be any ordinary stone?
Yeah.
But
I mean, the better and higher frequency rock you can find in your area, you know, I mean, if you live in Manhattan, for instance, you won't find anything like directly in the city. You want to go in the surroundings of New York a little bit and get something, you know, from the area. When we go up to the mountains.
Around the beach.
Yeah. You know, where we live up on the mountains, we would go and we find actually quartz there too. It's not really quartz, clear quartz, but it's rock quartz. And underneath our house, there's like a gold mine too. We have like a piece of rock with gold on it too. So if you have that kind of available, you want to put that frequency into your system versus like a, you know, lower frequency rock you find. So whatever you can find which represents energy of your area best, that's what you that's what you want to put into it. So again, so the star over there, always you want to make sure you have that really well connected into your system as well, because it will ground out any kind of a negative frequency, which is necessary for your system to work properly. In a quiet system, you have this hooked up to the Omnium, which will work the same way. In a small system where you don't have the Omnium, you have to make sure you have the star connected well, which means you can connect it just in a grounding socket here in the third level, but better even yet is if you really ground it more so outside and put like a stick, you know, have like a piece of metal or so in the ground, quite a bit deeper in the ground. So whatever you can do, the better, you know, if you can go outside of your building or house, it will be a better grounding than just this. Any questions? Other questions on the systems or on the programming you have right now?
How many probes can you do? Projects or probes can you put on the system?
It can handle many. Mm-hmm. As many as you want to put in. There comes the lady up in Hawaii again. When she got her system, she had a whole team of people too who were supporting her, and they were sitting all night and writing programs, and the next day when we came back they had it like filled up with programs already. And another person where Fred had sold him a system years ago was a policeman in Laguna Beach, and he I guess he paid like some money down, and he told him, you know, if it would work for him, he could come back and get the rest of it in cash or whatever. And so Fred went there a few days later, and he opened the door, and he just handed him the money and said, "I'm busy." And he was like programming
all the
time, had already results. So the system can handle limitless, really. Because it's your thought form. If you program it in there, the system will amplify it. And that's why, I mean, you want a good size of a master crystal, though, too, because the programs will all go into the master crystal. And then as the program is all working, it will end up in the